nod. And
did he try to?
No, not really. We really didn't have much time to talk. You know, we're both busy. Making sure both of us talk to Mom and communicate on the tickets and everything.
I understand you're going to have a big crowd coming.
Yes, sir.
You looking forward to that?
Yes, sir.
What's, as far as things talking with Mom, does she talk about the game?
Yeah, she's very excited. You can tell just by talking to her. You know, she's all giddy right now, so she's excited.
I talked to her today, too. She's really looking forward to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Does she seem pretty excited about the season you're having?
Yeah, she's basically just like how we are, you know, just going one game at a time, you know. She keeps reminding me, you know, make sure we stay at the task at hand, and, you know, and we're 0-0 right now, and we just got to keep looking forward to the next game.
Marcus, this is Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com. How would you describe the season you guys are having right now? You know, summarize it, I guess you could.
So far, we're doing well, but you know, we gotta look at the next game. You know, we can't look at the past anymore. You know, the games in the past are over now. So, you know, we're 0-0 right now, and we just gotta prepare well and keep working hard and get ready for this game this weekend.
Is there any similarity to how Iowa had gotten kind of this far last year? I mean, you know, you guys have had two trick plays, I guess, that are notable, but any similarity there?
Yeah, they're a well coached team, and Ferentz has been playing well, and they're gonna keep playing well. But you know, it's just coming out every day and working hard and being ready for the game mentally and physically is the biggest thing.
What was it like having Coach D'Antonio on the sideline?
It was a great feeling. It's always great to have your leader down there and communicating with you and making sure everybody's doing okay.
When did you know he was going to be there on the sideline? He said he decided 5 minutes before.
Yeah, we found out when he was down there.
What's been his influence, I guess, I mean, these last few weeks up in the press box, but just within the team? Is he more reserved? Is he doing less? You know, describe that.
Well, for a while, you know, he really can't do much, you know,
right,
the situation he was in. But, you know, he's a great guy and a great coach. You know, he cares about us, and he's well prepared just like we are. So the biggest thing with him is he's making sure that everybody's doing okay and everybody's going out and working hard and being ready mentally prepared for the game.
Okay, thanks.
Marcus, this is Dave Dye with Fox Sports Detroit. So when you guys look at team goals, I've heard players talk about Rose Bowl. Are you at the point now where you may have to upgrade that to national championship game?
Right now, we're not really thinking about that. You know, we're thinking about this next game. You know, you can't dwell on the past, or you can't look ahead in the future. You know, you got to stay in the moment, and that's the biggest thing right now is just being ready and being prepared for Iowa this weekend.
Has it sunk in though, just how close you are to possibly playing in the BCS title game?
Yes, sir. But you know, you got to stay in the moment.
Okay. Thank you.
Marcus, this is Don Doxy with Quad City Times in Davenport, Iowa. Micah today, by the way, was telling us that he's faster than you are. But can you talk a little bit about what you saw in him when he was growing up? I mean, he's 3 years younger than you. But did you have an idea that he could get to play college football too?
So he's a great athlete, and he works hard and he's smart. So I've always tried to push him. You know, sometimes I was kind of mean to him sometimes, but you know, I think that's what an older brother does. You know, I want the best out of him, and he's a great worker, and I wish the best for him.
What was your reaction when he told you years ago that he was going to Iowa?
I was kind of upset at first, but you know, he's got to make his own choices, and he's working, and he's doing the best he can do right now. So just as long as he keeps doing it, I'll be happy.
Marcus, do you get much of a chance to follow his games at all after years or anything? You check in with him or anything like that?
Yeah, when I get the chance to watch it, I'll watch it. But sometimes we'll play at noon and he'll play at 3:30, so it's kind of hard to check it out. But I'll catch the second half or something like that.
Mm. What have been your impressions of this play from what you've seen?
They're a great team, and they're well coached, and they're gonna be ready to play. So the biggest thing with them is they play hard, they're physical, and they're mentally ready.
What about your brother's play in particular? What have you noticed? What's been your kind of critique of his play?
From what I can see, you know, he's playing well. You know, he's made a couple mistakes, but happens as a freshman. You know, you got to learn from experience. So, but what I've seen, he's playing well, but you can always play better.
Talk about how the balance of wanting to encourage your brother and wanting to do well, but obviously you don't want Iowa to derail your season. How do you balance those two things?
You know, I wish him luck, you know, but when it comes down to it, it's me against Spartans against Iowa. You know, we got to come out and we got to play the game, you know. Both teams are going to be ready, you know. It's going to be a physical game, and both teams are going to be excited for it.
Marcus, this is Mark Morris from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Like I said, you guys had a little bit of a run-in last year during the game. He hit you, and you kind of looked at him and walked away and laughed. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, he kind of hit me in my back. I thought it was somebody else, and I looked back, and it was him. I started laughing.
What kind of a play was that? Was that on special teams?
Yeah, it was on kickoff. I was on kickoff return.
Hey, Marcus, Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com. Were you on the field for that last play last year?
Yes, sir.
What do you remember about that?
They made a good play. You know, they made the play to win. And, you know, we're not really thinking about that right now. You know, we got to sit in the moment right now, and we got to play this game because the past isn't going to help us now. So we just got to come out, and we got to be ready to play this game.
It seemed like Iowa almost had a magical quality last year starting 9-0. Do you feel like your team has a similar quality with the way you guys started this year?
Yes, sir, but I really don't know how their chemistry was over there. You know, right now we're thinking about what we can do and, you know, what we can do to get better and to keep working and to be successful.
Do you think in any way that you guys had to go through some of the things you went through last year and some of those close losses before you started to obviously turn it around like you have this year to maybe lose those close games before you could win them?
Yes, sir. It puts experience in our players, and I think that's a big thing, and it makes you a better player and a better team when you have experience from the past.
Marcus, obviously last year's game was a heartbreaker for you. Have you and Mike had talked about that at all in the past year or come up in family conversation?
Oh, at family events, so he'll make a little smart remark, but he's not really into it that much.
Marcus, this is Marilyn Garcia, USA. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Or yes, ma'am.
Okay. You said just now about a magical quality, you know, that Iowa, when you were asked about Iowa having it last year, you said yes, sir, but you don't know how their chemistry was. What is your chemistry like?
We're a close-knit team. You know, we're like a family, and we all feel like we're all brothers with each other. So it's just you can criticize each other, and you can also say they did a great job, and everybody responds to it well. I think that's the biggest thing with our team is we can communicate and not get defensive about it, and I think that's huge.
How does that transfer over to the playing field and in tight game situations?
When we're on the field, you know, it's just us out there. You know, we don't have any coaches, you know, no other people but the 11 people on the field. And I think to be successful, you have to be able to communicate and figure things out by ourselves. And I think that the team does a great job to be able to do that.
You guys had so many issues at the end of last season with discipline, things like that. Does that kind of help the guys who are still around to really kind of bond together and say, hey, this is going to work this year?
Yeah, when situations come, when adversity comes, you know, you gotta get closer. And I think that's one of the things that helped us is when we had adversity, you know, we gotta come together and be a closer family. And I think we did that.
Are you going to get a chance to visit with your family at all on Saturday?
Yeah, I'll probably watch the game.
Probably not a lot of time, though, huh?
Yeah, probably for about 20 minutes, I'm guessing, 20 to half an hour.
Will you talk with Micah then, or?
Yeah, I'll probably talk to him and just, you know, ask him how he think he did and, you know, just a little small question.
Is there going to be any trash talk on the field?
Oh, yeah, there'll be some trash talking.